TanCast does not represent the stand-up of Tim Babb.
These conversations are raw, explicit,
and contain adult themes and content.
This podcast is not recommended for younger listeners or anyone.
Hey folks, sorry, we haven't been around for 3 weeks because of people traveling and the holidays, but I've combined two half episodes together. One episode is me and Noah in the car after meeting with Andy, but not able to record. The other episode is just me and Andy recording while Noah is still out of the country. Just to let you know, the back end of the second episode, we get pretty heavy into spoilers for The Force Awakens, so you may want to cut it off when the spoiler tag comes on, if you haven't seen it. All right, let's start the show.
Tim.
Andy.
Noah.
TanCast.
Hi, I'm Tim Babb, an extremely obscure stand-up comedian. I started this podcast because I thought it might be interesting to find out what makes a comedian laugh. In my case, it's my two old roommates, Andy and Noah. They're not comedians, but they always used to make me laugh. But now we don't live together anymore. So, we decided we'd do this podcast every week and try and make each other laugh and record it so maybe we make a few of you laugh as well. This week, it's a two-parter. First, me and Noah discuss going to the bathroom in The Force Awakens. Then, Andy and I discuss his trip out here with lots of vomiting. And then we discuss The Force Awakens. And when you hear this sound, that means we've put a link to whatever we were just talking about in the show notes. Okay, let's start the show.
TanCast.
Hello, everybody. We're back. We've been gone for a long time. Technically, one of us is still... technically, he's in front of us. But you can't hear him talking, because he's not in this car.
Fuck you, yellow light.
We just ran through a yellow light. And Noah heard the new part of my catchphrase. Hi, I'm Tim.
I'm Noah.
We haven't recorded since before Christmas, so we thought we should put out something.
And we didn't get to record with Andy.
Nope.
We were busy catching up and shit.
Because there was other people there. I was like, I don't know why you invite other people to our show, man.
Try to be efficient.
And Noah's heading off to parts unknown tomorrow.
Ah, they're known.
They're unknown.
No, they're known.
They're unknown.
They're well-traveled.
No, you're like an explorer.
Amsterdam, Copenhagen. Well, I'm flying to Copenhagen. And then going to Sweden. And then going to Amsterdam.
Are you pronouncing it funny on purpose, or is it not Copenhagen?
I thought it might be Copenhagen. Could be Copenhagen.
I've always heard Copenhagen, but maybe that's just the American way of pronouncing it.
Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I don't know.
No, we just farted.
Mm-mm. Yep. Don't you lie to people.
I farted earlier, and it was horrible.
Horribly wonderful. Wait, what?
Almost like I've been eating 3 days worth of turkey. Stuffing.
So you've been eating turkey, you had more turkey tonight?
I had turkey earlier today, yeah.
Man, you're a turkey fiend.
I had turkey, I had stuffing. Yum, yum, yum.
I used to love stuff. I used to just make just stuffing.
Yeah?
Something like a can of stovetop. Add some water. Flavor packet. Delicious.
Well, this year, Stephanie. Christ. Danelle made legit stuffing.
Like from scritchy scratch?
No, but it wasn't stovetop. So,
okay. Like, why did they make it legit?
Because it was actual breadcrumbs and there was meat. Like, she added meat to the stuffing.
Well, I mean, stovetop's got breadcrumbs.
No, but like breadcrumbs were separate from whatever else she was adding. She had to buy a bag of breadcrumbs to make it.
Ah, okay. All right. Was it good?
It was delicious. Fucking, I mean, eat the shit out of it. I mean, until it's all gone. I had to open a whole other thing of gravy. I'm like, I need more gravy. This ain't gonna do it. We were talking about peeing. Continuation from our last podcast about how you pee, about whether or not you pulled the pants down.
Oh, yeah.
Here's my thing. I often sit down when I pee.
Oh!
How do you like them apples?
Yeah, I'm okay with that. You're allowed to. Why?
Because I'm fucking lazy as shit. I work all day, man.
So you wait for a stall?
Oh, no. Sorry. In public, if there's a urinal and I don't have to shit, I will pee.
Oh, okay. But at home...
Yeah. I'm 100%. I'm like, I work for a living. I get to sit when
I'm
peeing.
Like your me time? Like, do you take a little extra time in there for yourself?
Oh, yeah. The phone's out, bones out.
Wait, what?
My boner.
You jerk off in the bathroom?
No.
Oh. Do you lock the door?
When I jerk off?
No. When you go to the bathroom in general?
No.
Because, like, of kids, like, do you want, like... Or do you with the door open?
No.
Okay.
I do if it's... Like, I did when Michael was too young to understand what was going on. And also, like, if I needed to, like, you know, pinch it off and run in a hurry to go find him. Like, if I heard...
Are you going to do that? Like, just pinch one off, like, while you're trying to shit?
No. I'm talking about peeing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, pinch. I texted you guys when I had the horrible diarrhea and I was alone with both kids. And I'm like, I'm sure that crying will sort itself out in a minute. Because this is happening.
Oh, man. So you're afraid for him to see you naked now?
I'm not afraid for him to see me naked. I just don't, you know. just throwing a parade around in front of it.
Look what daddy's got.
Oh, fucking, you love that story about Danelle and seeing him in the shower.
It cracks me. Just because, like, he's like...
We should tell the story. I want to hear you tell the story because you're filled with such glee when you tell it.
Well, she had more detail. Like, I'm missing, like, there's, like, a whole... She fills it out a little bit more. But the gist of it is, like, you know, your wife.
My wife.
Got out of the shower and Michael saw her and he's like, Mommy, where's your penis? And she's like... I don't have one. And, like, there's other questions, but he's like, how do you go pee?
Oh, you don't remember your favorite question?
Well, I'll get to it.
Oh, okay.
And then he's like, does daddy know? And he's kind of just like, of course, Dad knows, but just like his mind, he just cannot comprehend. Like, wait a second, does Dad even know what the fuck's going on right now? And just, I mean, like, we've all had that realization, and I don't even remember my realization, but yeah, like, oh wait, like, not everyone has what I have. Like,
I feel like I knew already, but I remember in the preschool it was a daycare center, that there was a girl going to the bathroom. And, like, the door was open, and I could see her sitting on the potty, and I feel like I already knew she didn't have what I had down there. Like, I didn't know what she had, but I also didn't know what it looked like, and I was really trying to take a look, and they're like, hey!
Danelle still never told you the story directly.
Yes, she has since told me the story.
Oh, okay.
Well, I've been around when she's told other people the story. How about that?
Okay. Like I said, she feels in more detail, but his little mind was just being blown. Like,
well, those are the three questions she hit and when she retold the story. Where's your penis? How do you pee? Does daddy know?
I mean, like, you know, it makes like, of course he knows, but like his little mind, he doesn't know, like, you know, we gotta see each other naked. And that's how we got here. Like,
oh, daddy knows. Oh, daddy knows. Daddy's been all up in it to win it.
Oh man. I mean, yeah, I think, you know, probably the most enjoyment I get of kids is just like them, like, discovering the world and, like, it's like, oh yeah, I forgot how it was to, like, not know, like, how so much. I mean, like, I still know how a lot of shit works, but.
But yeah, like, but once you get the explanation, it's kind of not going to rock your world. You're like, oh, okay. That fits with the predetermined facts I already had in my head.
Oh, man. Yeah, I saw your kids today. They were lovely.
Yeah, well, you got the perfect dose. Not a lot. Just a little bit. A sousson.
A slice.
And a partif.
What? A sousson?
A sousson.
What's that?
I have no idea. It means a little bit.
Okay.
I assume it's French. It sounds very French. Jon Stewart used to say it a lot on The Daily Show. But he would preface it with, you know, like, other synonyms, like a little bit, a tiny sample, a sousson.
Do you miss him?
Jon Stewart?
Yeah.
Like, I don't even watch The Daily Show anymore.
I'm like, fuck this black guy.
Well, that's not true. I watched Jon Stewart came back on The Daily Show for 9/11 first responder health benefits. I watched that. I was like, hey, Jon Stewart's back. And I'm done.
I saw Hateful Eight.
Was it Hateful Great?
It was pretty good, as I've told you. Quentin Tarantino's in love with the N-word. Now, this movie takes place after the Civil War. Doesn't seem too long after, because there still seems to be, like, you know, tension. But it's just like, really, dude, they didn't say it that much. It's not like, I don't feel like I would see that movie and be like, man, they only said the N-word 5 times to really be historically accurate. They gotta say at least 100 more times. But also, it's kind of like, well, I mean, maybe once you say it, like, I don't know, like, you know, it's out there already.
Right. So he personally said the movie, he was in the movie, and he said,
that he wrote the script.
Right, totally, right. Okay. But I also know, like, his character in Pulp Fiction said it a lot.
Yeah, so. He did. Dead Nigger Storage.
DNS.
Tim Roth is in it. Christoph Waltz is not, but Tim Roth is playing a character that seems very much like Christoph Waltz would have played it.
Do you think Christoph Waltz was busy making Spectre and that's why he wasn't in it?
I feel like I read a little bit that Quentin Tarantino wrote the script with certain people in mind. I don't know if Tim Roth was one of those people, but just the guy's speech pattern, like, he plays, like, a British character, and just the way he talks and his kind of, like, know-it-all kind of very calm demeanor, it just very seems like very much like Christoph Waltz has been in other movies. I would describe it as Reservoir Dogs in the West.
All right.
Like people get combined together, some shit goes down. I mean, it's a little bit more mystery kind of involved, but it was good. I would say, like, it was a very good movie. Samuel Jackson has this story that is ridiculous and fucked up. Mm-hmm. And it had a satisfying ending.
Nice. I don't think I've seen a Tarantino movie since Kill Bill Part 1.
Really? I mean, Django was really good. And then, was there anything after that?
I haven't seen Inglourious Basterds.
Was after Kill Bill, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I saw that. That was... I don't think I loved it, but it was pretty good. But Django was good. And then this is good. Wasn't worth $18. I guess they're doing some special thing where it's like you get extra footage. So once it's theatrically released, I don't know how much they're going to cut, but it's not going to be a full 3-something hours like this one is.
Ah.
And there's intermission, and there was music in the beginning of the movie, and there's a name for it. Not an intro.
Overture,
yes.
Huh? Tim knew something.
So there was that. So that was interesting. But yeah, I would say minus N-word. But just like, as I get older, I'm just like, it's not like it bothers me. I'm just like, really? Do we need to say this now? Like, I don't know. But enjoyable. And it's gory. If you're not into gore, don't see it.
Like, titties?
Not titties.
Is that not what gore is?
No. But
I need to cancel my subscription for Fangora Monthly.
Yeah. I thought it was for Titty Monthly.
Exactly.
Gore. Channing Tatum is in it. He has a good little part. And I'm really starting to like that guy. Like, he just looks like, you know, when you look at him, you're like, oh, that guy just looks like a meathead. But
yeah.
He does not come off like a meathead. Like, I feel like he's a pretty, like, good actor.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, he's funny in 22 Jump Street. He was good in that movie Foxcatcher.
Oh, yeah. I've heard good things.
Yeah, and this, I feel like something else. Oh, and yeah, he makes fun of himself, like, in This Is the End.
I feel the same way about, and probably to a lesser extent in terms of acting chops, maybe not, Rob Riggle. He was a Daily Show correspondent. And
he was also in 21.
Yeah, he was in 21 and 22 Jump Street. Very little part in 22. Well, because it had been shut off. His penis got shut off in the course of the movie, spoiler. not today, yellow light, go fuck yourself.
Don't say that when the kid's in the car.
No. We also both saw Star Wars, not together.
Nope.
I tried to coordinate it, but this grandpa didn't want to stay up late.
Nope. That is not worth it. And I don't know if you...
We don't have to jump into spoilers, but yeah. I liked it. I really liked it a lot, and then spoiler made me unhappy for the rest of the movie until I went back in knowing the spoiler, and I still liked the beginning, but I was just sad that the spoiler.
Spoiler.
With the spoilers on the spoilers.
I liked it overall. Like, the spoiler didn't bother me.
Did you see the spoiler coming?
Like
before,
when it was happening, or way before that?
Way before. Like, did you go into the movie thinking that? Because that's...
No, I had no idea.
Because that's what I've read online. People... Maybe... Should we just say... should we wrap up the... Fucking pedestrians. Gotta be all dressed in black in the middle of the night crossing the fucking street. Pieces of shit. Anyway. So that's... I liked the movie. I fucking... The effects were good. Not too much lens flare from JJ this time.
A lot of fan service. I don't know if that is that too spoilery.
Yeah.
Okay.
I like the banter. Zach was saying this, like, the camera moves are just way more mature than anything in the first 6 movies. Like, and maybe some of it, especially in the first 3, is like, well, look, you have to just nail the camera to a floor right here, and then we take several passes at it to make these special effects work. Whereas, like, now, like, just move the camera, the computers will figure out what the effects need to do.
Got it.
But, like, it's like, if J.J. Abrams had filmed the pod race in episode 1, I bet the pod race would have been more interesting. I'm not saying that would have improved the movie overall, but the pod race would have been a little less like, all right, are we still racing? I don't care. I don't like NASCAR. I don't like NASCAR in space. So I like the storytelling. Even the spoiler, which I didn't like, I realized it was very effective from a storytelling point of view.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be interesting going further. How that's going to change things. Yeah, it's fun. It had funny parts. I was a little confused by, I mean, I don't think this is a spoiler, but I'll say spoiler just in case you know, people haven't seen the trailer. I was a little confused by the Black Stormtrooper.
Why are we confused by him?
Because I thought they were clones. I thought all of them were always clones. I didn't realize. I mean, there's a little line that explains that they're not.
Mm-hmm.
But I always thought, like, Stormtroopers were always clones. I didn't realize there's other types of Stormtroopers.
Yeah, I think once you get into the original trilogy, they're not clones anymore.
Okay.
It was just the clone. There's just part two, or episode two and episode three, they're clones.
Got it. Okay.
And then somewhere between episode three and episode four, they're like, we can't use this clone army! This bounty hunter named Jango Fett sucks dicks. And not in the good way.
The building a clone army. Yeah, I'm sad we have to wait a while. How long is it? 2 years?
Yeah, at least the original trilogy and even the prequels were always 3 years in between, so at least it's only 2 years.
Yeah, I'm definitely looking forward to how this is all gonna shape up. Like, yeah, how it's all. And I think once this ends, I mean, granted, like, maybe that's just because I know it was always supposed to be, like, three. Like, I don't know if I'm going to care if they try to keep continuing the story.
Well, they're definitely going to do a bunch of side stories.
Right.
Like, they're doing so Rogue One, I don't know exactly what Rogue One is about, but it's about, like, a rebellion squadron. And I don't know if it's from... Pardon me, it's from this new trilogy, or if it's a throwback to the original trilogy, or if it takes place in between the first, you know, the prequel and the original trilogy. I don't know the specifics. And then in between episode 8 and episode 9, there'll be a Han Solo backstory movie. So they're casting a young Han Solo right now.
Oh, interesting.
And they asked Harrison Ford about it, and he could give two fucks. Nope. Oh, sorry. Just in. Zero fucks. He gives zero fucks about what they do. He's like, that's somebody else's problem.
I don't give a fuck. I don't
know. Sounds more angry when you do it.
I don't give a fuck.
That Solo will rip your dick off.
Yeah, I mean, there's just a lot of funny lines and funny banter between the different characters. And yeah, go see it. You'll like it.
You're a janitor? How are you going to blow up the station? I don't know. We'll use the force or something. That's not how the force works. Oh, really? You're cold?
He was salty. I don't know where you're going.
I was trying to flip around, but that didn't pan out for me. Oh, wait. Is this an entrance, isn't it?
That's fine.
All right. We'll park it right here.
Yeah.
And you got about 5 minutes?
Yeah. I can hear it coming. I can run over there real quick.
We can wrap this up.
Got a moment. Two.
Well, because when you hear them coming, it'll be too late to wrap it up.
I'm going to say we got a minute.
Okay.
Yeah. So, go see it.
I mean, based on box office receipts, you've already gone to see it.
Hopefully. I told you guys, you know, Tim and Eddie, but multiple times I've been out and people are talking about spoilers from the movie. Like, one day it was like on a Sunday, and then the next day it was like in a theater for Hateful Eight. I'm like, are you guys talking about Star Wars? Like, and they're saying like spoilers, like you know, not everyone has seen it yet, right?
Like, it sucked living with Danelle because I keep wanting to talk about it. Couldn't talk about it. I was like, oh, I can't tell you about it. Like, things would remind me of, especially because the kid loves Star Wars. He talks about it so often. I mean, like, he'd say something about Darth Vader. I'm like, go do that.
And they haven't seen it. Well, I know James hasn't seen it, but...
Oh, Michael hasn't seen any of the Star Wars. Okay. I mean, he's seen little clips that I'll show him, but... Yeah. Although, like, so I've been trying to keep the... Because we've had some, like, coloring books and whatnot that say, you know, because it's no longer a spoiler that Luke and Leia are Han Solo and Darth Vader's kids. Mm-hmm. I've been trying to keep that from him. But then someone got him this book that says Darth Vader puts his kids to bed. It's Luke and Leia. I'm like, motherfuck! I'm trying to let that be a surprise.
Do you think he would really be like, oh, like, do you think that would be such a big revelation for him?
Kinda, because, I mean, he's just wrapped his head around the fact that Darth Vader is a bad guy. It's like, wait, why are we wearing all this stuff if he's the bad guy?
Is that what he said?
No, I mean, he didn't say it like that, but he kind of got that confused, like, what? We're not supposed to be rooting for the bad guy, Daddy. Are we bad guys? So I should jump on the bed. And I was like, no. Too soon?
No.
All right.
All right, we'll wrap it up.
All right. Noah's sexy.
So remember, never trust fuckers to not talk about spoilers from Star Wars Force Awakens in public less than a week after it's out.
Not today, standing up and peeing. That's it.
Tamcast. Ooh, this is going to be real weird.
That's what she said.
So hopefully this doesn't come through to any of our listeners, but Tim sounds like he is on and off a robot while talking to me. Because my computer sucks, and by extension, I suck.
Because Andy is a big fat 01010011010.
Oh my god! You just sounded like all of the bad, like, Terminator wannabe movies from the 80s just sent their killer robots after me.
No, I said 01 on purpose.
I know. But the way, like, the thing just distorted all the way down to, like, there was no pitch to your voice. It was just, like, bzzz, under the 101. So it's like, 1-2-1-2-2-1-2. That's not even right. That's, like, too throaty. I don't know. I can't do it.
All right. Welcome back.
Welcome back.
We have... When was the last time we even put out an episode?
Oh, fuck. Now I can't even understand you. Fuck this thing! Okay, let me turn the recording off.
All right.
And I'm going to try to unplug and replug my headphones and see if that helps.
Okie dokie.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are experiencing technical difficulties. Please stand by.
Hey, everybody. It's us, Andy and Tim.
And failure. Ever-present failure.
I'm the Tim one.
I am the failure one. I'm Andy.
We haven't put out a show in 3 weeks.
Good Lord, Tim, what have we been doing?
One of us has been traversing the country.
Yes.
One of us has been traversing other countries. One of us literally has not left his city.
Ah, just sitting.
I've left the city.
Dick in hand. I know you left the city because we went to a city that you don't live in to have dinner.
Yes. And Noah and I recorded a half an episode while we were in the car behind you driving home.
That's funny. That was a fucked up night. I mean, seeing you guys was great. That was awesome. Had a great time seeing y'all, catching up. It was really weird to me that, like, you know, like, certain groups of people don't necessarily get together when my family's not in town to bring everybody together. Like, are we the nexus or are we just the excuse? Like, are we the excuse for people to get off their asses and remember, oh yeah, we know these people?
Pretty much.
Okay.
Are you talking about Rachel?
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll see, Rachel. I know you've done, like, game nights with Stephanie and Zach before.
Oh yeah. In fact, fairly recently.
Yeah. But yeah, it's great to see her.
It always is.
Yeah, she always makes me feel bad about myself, though, a little bit, because, like, she's raising 3 kids and, like, handling it, and I'm raising 1 kid, and I am going gray so fast.
How can you tell?
So fast. I occasionally look at myself in the mirror, and I wonder, who's that old man? It's me.
But wait, how can you tell if you're going gray?
I have pictures
of... bald. Bald.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. Yeah, the pink part up top, actually, what hair comes out... comes out brown, which is lovely. It's the hair that I can grow in copious amounts, and I do grow, namely all over my chin. That's the stuff that's coming out gray. People are like, oh, you got a really blonde beard. No! It's not.
Use Just for Men on your beard.
I've considered it, but then also I look at myself in the mirror and I'm like, no, no, fuck that. I've earned each and every one of those gray beards. I have earned those. And right. I'm also not trying to pick up 20-year-olds, so...
You're not?
No.
Well, no, see, the thing I guess I'll quit knocking them over then. Just going to leave them there.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Out of my way, young girl! Buffet was beyond you.
Oh, you just said 20-year-olds. You weren't specific about gender. I've just been knocking them over 20-year-olds.
Oh.
Hither and thither. Willy-nilly. That's the words I was looking for. Nonsense and other nonsense.
When were you born? 95, 94? All right, down you go. And fuck you, and you, and you, and you got a receding hairline. Oh, it went early. Too bad. Fuck you, and you, and you.
So anyway, you were saying that night was wacky. Is that due to the
food poisoning?
From macaroni?
I don't know. I mean, they shared that, and that's like, so we all ate the same stuff for breakfast. We all stopped at the same Jack in the Box for lunch on the way up. And then the only thing that the two of them shared at dinner, I think, was Drew's macaroni. And then both my wife and my son turned into vomit fountains.
My wife!
Yes. My vomit. Yeah, so my wife has sufficient reason to kill me for telling the story, but I'm going to tell it anyways. My All wife right. has a really strong gag reflex and, like... She always, like, wants to brush her tongue. No, actually, not going to finish that story. Only when brushing her teeth does she have a strong gag reflex. Listeners can draw their own conclusions. I got a tiny dick. It doesn't reach the back. So when she's brushing her tongue, she will regularly, like, make herself gag and get, a dry heave. To the point of, like, now, at this point, after, 10 years of living together, I just leave. Like, if she's brushing her teeth, I will be, I will just go to the other side of the house. If she's about to start brushing her tongue, she will remind me to go to the other side of the house. Because it's always loud and it's always horrible, and probably about a quarter of the time I get that little, sympathy heave.
Oh,
so she'll
dear.
Be in there like, shh, 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 shh. And then you hear that, hurrah! And I go, I just tasted dessert again.
Oh, dear.
Nah, it usually doesn't bring anything up. Just like, I get that tightening of the stomach and that watery mouth feeling. It's like,
mwah. Oh, dear.
Yeah, well, I got a lot of that on that night. Because I hear my wife in the hotel bathroom.
My wife.
And I thought she was in there to go to the bathroom. And she was telling me she wasn't feeling too great. I was like, oh, maybe the travel's messing with her or her medication's messing with her or something like that. And then I hear a heaving noise and I think, oh, is she brushing her teeth on the toilet? What a weirdo.
What a way to save time. I do that.
Well, I mean, if you're going to be doing something that might make you dry heave a bit, maybe have your head over the sink. Nope. Nah. She had made the only right choice, because we didn't have the tub next to the toilet in that bathroom. She made the only right choice she could make when you're facing the devil's dilemma of the, oh, I'm sick to my stomach. Is this going down or up or both? Which was to reach way the hell out with one of her feet, grab the bathroom's garbage pail. Wow, man. I woke up way too early this morning. I'm 4 hours of sleep. Pulled the garbage pail towards her, grab it, and she's vomiting and filling, doing a real great job. Because those things are not that huge. It's a hotel. They're meant to be emptied every day. She filled that thing right on up.
Delicious.
So then she needed some help from me, getting a hold of the people at the hotel and figuring out what to do with that. Cause we didn't just want to leave that sitting in there, but we could dump it down the drain or down the toilet or whatever, but then the residue is still going to be in that plastic liner thing. So she hands me the world's worst water balloon and is asking for my help. I'm like,
chuck it out the window.
We were parked right outside our hotel room. I don't know that that would have been a good choice.
Oh, you should have driven to a Comcast center and left it on the front door.
Where were you at 2 a.m. that night? Actually, that was around 11. My night ended at 2:30. So she started feeling better. It was one of those, like, you know, one and done kind of deals. So once mm-hmm. she was just completely empty, she's like, ah, I'm already feeling better. She's in the shower, like, you know, just trying to get some of that funk off of her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm dealing with
Here's
the world's...
Here's where the story gets sexy.
Yeah. I'm like, hey, baby, you got some chunks on your titties. I'm glad you laughed because I had nowhere to go to amplify that. Like, I hope Tim laughs at chunks on your titties or else this is going to be an awkward silence.
That's it. Chunks on titties. What do you need?
I know. So I called the hotel and I apologized profusely. I'm like, can somebody just, we don't even need a new one, I think. Just come and take this one. I just can't, like, have the smell hanging around. Like, I've tried to rinse it out and everything. I've tried to make it as, like, non-horrible for you guys as possible. I tied off the bag after emptying it, so, like, there's as little of that to deal with as possible. And so they sent a guy up, and it's, like, midnight, and I'm handing him the thing, and he's like, I don't know if I can find you another one that's exactly like this. Might be able to find you a blue one. I was like, dude, we're not throwing shit away right now. We're just trying to get to sleep. It's cool. Just thank you for taking this away. I'm sorry it's nasty. So he takes that away, and my son starts complaining about his stomach. Now, listeners who have been paying close attention may know that my son is given to whining about shit for attention. He is like the prototypical only child, and we try to break him of it, and I don't know why. But probably half the conversations that I have with my son end with, dude, sack up. So, that's overstating it, but a lot. And at least once a day, I'm like, dude, just no whining. This is not wine-worthy. So, you know, reasoning with him or, you know, cajoling him. So, on occasion, some of my darker hours, even mocking him. Like, oh, what if I mock him? Will that make him stop doing this? Nope. Now you've just made him feel bad and you're a bad father. So, him complaining about his stomach just makes me feel like, yeah, he just wants some attention. So I'm like, okay, well, here, I'll move something. I'll move another trash bucket towards you. And if you're not feeling great, you can get, you know, you can just lean over the edge of the bed and puke in that. So we set my wife up in one bed to keep the sick person safe from the other two people, and I'm going to share a queen with my son. Then he starts, like, really whining. I'm like, is this serious? Or is this just he didn't get enough attention? I can't fucking tell. And it's midnight, and I'm getting more angry. So he gets down on the ground, and he's like, I feel like I'm going to throw up. Kayla's like, well, then don't look up. Look down. Look into the bucket. I'm like, no, get him to the bathroom. And he's like, no, turn.
Oh, dear.
And it came out. He's barfed before when he was a little kid. I think that was his first big kid barf. And it came out with such force, and it was so surprising that, like, he recoiled from it. Like, he tried to get his face away from his own face, which aimed him up. So it started to go into the bucket, and then there was, like, a little whoop tail just flung up in the air that went over the edge of the bucket and hit, like, the nightstand and the carpet. Nightstand, you can wipe down. Carpet, that shit ain't coming out without a steamer. Yeah. So we put him in the shower. I had another conversation with the hotel about coming in and getting rid of some nastiness. I tried to air the room out. I tried to, you know, like, take a wet towel and mop up the carpet and everything. I'm like, nope, we need a new room. So at, like, 1:30 in the morning, the hotel is, like, getting us a new room and having someone bring keys up to us so I don't even have to go down and, like, offering to help us move all of our stuff. I'm like, I'm just glad you guys got us out of the room that we functified. I'm not going to make somebody at, you know, 2 a.m. help me cart three bags down a hallway, you know, 30 feet or whatever it was. I'm like, dude, you can go back to just, you know, sitting or whatever the hell it is that the night shift typically does when they're not dealing with, you know, the vomit family. So, yeah, I think it was like 2:30, 3 o'clock that we finally got to sleep in our brand new room that we weren't parked underneath, that I could have chucked a puke bucket out of, but thankfully nobody puked for the rest of the night, including me. Basically, as soon as Drew let go, and I was at ground zero for that, like, I saw the Technicolor fountain. Like, it was, it just full-on went Bellagio, and I was, like, front and center for that. That was not great. But, as a father, I was about to say sucked it up, but that is not the right turn of phrase for this situation.
Ew.
I can't think of anything that doesn't involve, like, you know, swallowing my own feelings. So we'll just say, as a father, I put it all behind me and did what needed doing. And that is one of those moments where I look back and I realize, oh, okay, I am an adult. Because there's so many other things in my life where I'm still like, ooh, a new video game is coming out, and I get all excited about it. I'm like, I'm a child. Or somebody says something about, like, it is your sworn duty, and I'm like, duty. But every once in a while, there's one of those moments where I'm like, wow, I actually dadded up there for a moment. I was there for other people.
You go, boy.
Me go. But we didn't come here to talk about vomiting. We came here to talk about... Well, we were going to talk about the most exciting, most anticipated thing all year. How Al-Qaeda differs from ISIS.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm sorry, it was the movie that everybody's been waiting for, full of old stars, The Big Short.
Yeah, boy.
No. Shall we talk Star Wars?
Sure.
Yeah, I actually noticed on the night when we were all hanging out and everybody was talking about it that while we were all sort of trying not to spoil it for the rest of the patrons at the restaurant, but while we were all discussing the new Star Wars, like you and Noah and I didn't put our heads together and like compare notes. Like we were like each of us was talking to everybody else, but not to each other. I'm like, we're saving this for Dancast.
Oh, I don't think that was intentional.
Oh.
At least not on my part.
It wasn't terribly intentional on my part either. Just like I noticed, I'm like, Tim and Noah and I haven't like gone like deep nerd on this yet. Oh, I think it's because we want to save that and use it for content.
I know when I talked about it a little on the drive back, one of the things he said is that he didn't like the acting of Harrison Ford and Carrie Fisher when they were talking about when they got together and were talking, to try and keep it somewhat spoiler free.
Yeah, I kind of felt like so this will be a very, very minor spoiler. Because we won't go into the why without tossing up the huge spoilers. But they had been married and then they had separated. And I kind of felt like it was an appropriate level of like awkward conversation of two people who used to be together and aren't together anymore. Where it's like, but like still care for each other, but have a real hard time now showing that they care for each other because of, you know, the hurts.
Right. And also, just Han Solo, you just imagine that's his character. He does a hard time showing his feelings. I did not have any problems with any of the acting at any point in the movie.
Yeah, I especially liked the new bad guy. I should say it that way so I don't just drop his name for people who don't know what his name is, but Kylo Ren. I thought... So you look back on Anakin when he was supposed to be doing his dark side turn, and it's just he's like, you know, whiny snotty brat, and from my point of view the Jedi are evil. Like, well, justify that. Is it because some old dude in an opera told you that the Jedi weren't going to save your wife even though you were having bad dreams about it
and had told literally none of the Jedi about it?
Yeah, you guys are evil, just I had a scary dream. Yeah, so Kylo Ren, when he gets pissed off, like, whips out the lightsaber and chops up a computer panel. He's like, "Meh, smash this!" I'm like, that is an appropriate tantrum from, like, a teen early 20s. I know, because yeah, I used to live in the bedroom next to one.
That's exactly what I said as I was leaving. I'm like, that's the demeanor Anakin should have had in episodes 2 and 3, as opposed to this whiny turd.
Yeah.
Like... he's not whiny, but you can clearly see he's immature and angry.
Yep. Yeah, and there's a big difference between immature and angry and whiny. I mean, one of them is just you sit them down and have the conversation where you say, sack up, Drew. And the other one is a guy who's actually dangerous because he actually is wielding a lot of power and having, like, no no moral compass, like no responsibility. Like he is just, you know, pure ego and what I'm in this for. You know, it's he needed to be, you know, the repressed kid who's finally breaking out and is now angry at everybody who's been holding him back, or something along those lines. Like there needed to be some like moment of snapping, but it's like it was just like, I just watched you kill a dude, so I'm going to kneel before you and then go murder babies for you. Like there was no time between I'm the good guy, I'm the bad guy for Anakin. And then it was all right. Whining before and after.
There's a petition to get George Lucas to direct episode 9.
Can we find all of the signatories and kick him in the dicks?
It's 4,000 people. I'm like, I think there was way more than that to get Ben Affleck kicked off of Batman.
Undoubtedly. We should start a counter petition. George Lucas, stay the fuck away from Star Wars. You did a great job building the universe, which is exactly where your skills lie, but you should not be writing dialogue. You should not be
directing
editing.
Actors?
Yes.
Ugh.
Or editing. Yeah, don't tell actors how to emote. And don't decide which moments belong on screen. Because that's how you get a 25-minute fucking pod race.
Hey.
And Jar Jar Binks.
Yes, yeah, so like the part where Kylo Ren smashes up the control panel with his lightsaber. I'm like, that's me!
Yes!
I can finally relate to a person on this in Star Wars.
And for years I've been able to relate to Chewbacca. He's a smart guy that no one understands, and he's so goddamn hairy.
BB-88, I liked him.
I did too. I was a little worried that he was going to be like the new Ewoks, where it's like, this is Sin here to sell toys.
Maybe, but it was like a goddamn cool toy.
I know. Like, that's adorable. And how does his little head stay on the top? He rolls any which direction. I see no signs of tracks. It's magic. It's space magic.
But then, like, they have a real one. Like, that's a practical effect. That's what I think is crazy.
Yep. Yeah, there's got to be magnets.
How do those
magnets
work?
How the fuck do they work?
Nah. I've heard a lot of criticism of, what's her name? Rey?
Rey.
For some reason, I have a hard time keeping the name straight. Because, like, Rey, Finn, Ren, and Roy. Like, what's the pilot's name?
Poe.
Poe.
The pilot's Poe.
Did I turn you down, or are you just quieter?
I didn't turn me down.
Oh, there it is. Yep.
For what?
And anyway, like, the thing that she, like, masters the... Oh, this might be a spoiler.
Poe, a pilot, a small male pilot. Rey, a girl who lives in sand. Take it, Tim!
No.
Take it back! Finn, a guy who shoots... No, who won't shoot folks. There we go.
But he does shoot folks.
Yes, he does, eventually.
He immediately starts shooting the folks he grew up with.
Yes. You shot a bunch of people I don't know. I'm going to shoot you people that I do know.
Apparently, he's never liked those people.
No, apparently not. Would you?
Probably not.
I would also say Zach's criticism of Captain Phasma was definitely warranted.
That she did nothing?
Yes. She was there like, hey, Game of Thrones is popular. Let's stick Brienne of Tarth in shiny armor, shiny stormtrooper armor. Did they take it off once in the whole film? Like, did you ever actually see her face?
No, and you've got that backwards. She was like, I want to be in this movie.
Ah. Well,
and
so,
that character's armor was the prototype for what Kylo Ren was going to wear. And like, and then when Kylo Ren's design changed, they're like, well, what are we going to do with this? Why don't we make it a stormtrooper? And she's like, how about to me?
How about we stick Brienne of Tarth inside the shiny stormtrooper armor?
Did you know?
Never do nothing. I am a badass. Push this button. I will push this button, but then you will pay later. Are you going to make us pay? No.
I mean, there's a theory that she's going to be like a B-plot in the second movie where she's no longer working with the First Order and she's not joined the Rebellion, but she is going to fucking hunt down Finn.
I kind of hope so. Like, I don't know like that I hope specifically that happens. I just hope they do something with her.
Well, she's coming back. That much for sure.
Yeah. And Brienne of Tarth is awesome. Well, I just hope it's not that she comes back of, quick, we have another button that he's pressing. Get Brienne of Tarth. Come on, shiny. I was going to say the B word, but no, you know what? I'm going to go for it. In this case, it's okay. Come on, shiny bitch, push a button.
You could have said Gwumph. Would have worked just fine.
I could have. But this is Star Wars in the galaxy a long time ago, far, far away. They don't know. They don't know that word. I was just being true to the canon, Tim.
Right. People were like, oh, she's going to be like the Boba Fett of this series. And then people were like, oh, she didn't do anything. I'm like, so she is the Boba Fett of this series.
Cool armor stands around. Oh, dude, if she gets eaten in the third one. Yeah, yeah. There was a lot of sameness. I mean, it's already on the poster, so we can say there's a new Death Star. There's a new big, shooty, round thing.
It's bigger, Andy.
Oh yes, it's bigger and it's shootier. It actually may be slightly less round.
I mean, it's just a hollowed out planet with the chunks out of it.
Yeah, this is true. Shall we toss in another tiny little spoiler?
What's that?
I mean, if you look carefully, it's not a spoiler if you look carefully at the poster, but some of those hollowed out chunks form a trench that goes around the planet.
Yeah, but they don't really do a straight trench run like they did.
It's not like, hey, your target's at the end of this trench, but there was a little homage where it's like, quick, down in the trenches! Things are shooting at us from the sides of the trenches, and here come some TIE fighters! I'm like, I've seen this movie before! Multiple times!
Yeah, but like, at this one, I guess eventually it did, but like, the twist was it didn't work. Like, they're like, okay, everybody, just go down here. Choo, 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 choo. That did almost nothing. Well, I guess we'll have to keep doing it. Well, here comes a shitload of TIE fighters to kill us all. Well, crap.
And then the Wookiee. I want to spoil things. I can't.
We can't. Let's just throw the major spoiler tag up here, and then we'll round it out with this. Or, you know what I mean? We'll wrap it up with actual spoilers.
Yes.
No, God! No, God, please, no! 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 No!
And then the Wookiee saved the day.
As soon as Han handed Chewie the thing and said, you take the detonator, I'm like, Han is going to fucking die. did I tell you this? Because it was like my entire thought process from the first time I saw it. I was like, oh, they're going to kill Han. They wouldn't kill Han. Why would they would totally kill Han. Please don't kill Han. Please don't kill Han. There's 5 minutes of scene in between there and there, and this is all I'm doing. Like, they're setting charges. I'm like, please don't kill Han. Please don't kill Han. Like, other things happening in other scenes. Please don't kill Han. Please don't kill Han. And then Kylo Ren shows up, and I was like, oh, no. And and then he goes to confront him on the walkway. I was like, no, 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 no. And then they're talking. I'm like, they won't. He might. He's going to get out of it some way. He's going to get out of it? Wait. Is he going to actually turn him back to the good side? Fuck this movie and everything forever! And then I watched the entire rest of the movie with my arms folded, like, fuck things.
Fuck all things.
I was having such a good time until right now.
I don't think I saw it coming quite as long out as you did. But when they pan back and they showed the bridge, I was like, oh, there's going to be a confrontation on that bridge. Someone's going to run across that bridge. There's going to be a fight on that bridge. There's going to be some sort of confrontation on that bridge. Oh, and Han's going to die on that bridge. Han is going to die on that bridge. Oh, fuck me. Han's going to die on that bridge. And then Kylo Ren showed up. I'm like, and there it is. Because I too had noticed that it's like, hey, there's a lot of similarity between Force Awakens and A New Hope. Hey, there's a lot of similarity between, like I know George Lucas is all, you know, talking about how, oh, the second trilogy, it's like poetry. That's, it rhymes, yes, with the first trilogy. Well, this one is like, you know, fuck rhyming. We just fucking remixed it. Like, we handed it to a DJ and he cut it up. And, like, you know, he scratches over the parts where they say Tatooine, and now it sounds like whatever the fuck that other planet's name is, but it's Tatooine.
Jakku.
Sure. Yeah. I guess it's Tatooine backwards. Or something. I don't know. Yeah, so, I'd already noticed, I'm like, not just that it was like, you know, there's little homages, like, tossed in here and there where it's like, oh, like, this is a variant on that, and this is a variant on that. And then I was like, you know, when they had that Han and Rey moment, I was like, oh my God, he's her Obi-Wan. Because again, spoiler, Luke hasn't shown up in the movie yet.
He got second billing in that movie. It's Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill.
Well, you know what's awesome about doing it that way is you do Harrison Ford, Mark Hamill, and then everyone through the whole movie is like, Mark Hamill's in it. When? Which is great. I mean, like, the whole time it's like, is he going to show up here? Is he going to show up there? Is he going to show up here? Is he going to show up there? Nope, 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 nope.
He kept saying there was a reason they didn't put him on the poster. I don't know why they couldn't have put him on the poster. Like, that would help misdirect you even more.
He was too fat when they took the pictures.
Zing.
It wasn't a canon reason, but...
I don't know if you've seen that meme on Facebook where it's the picture of Luke Skywalker at the end, and it says, quote, dot, 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 quote, hash, Luke Skywalker.
So the Han thing, like, when I realize that he's the Obi-Wan, and then I see there's going to be confrontation, I'm like, Obi-Wan died. They're going to kill her Obi-Wan. Oh, God, she's going to come in and see her Obi-Wan die. And then she came in. I'm like, here it comes. And then I remembered where Harrison Ford had said that he would come back for a trilogy if they killed Han off.
I know, but I was like, I still wanted him to be in two more movies, because that's the thing. Like, he was so... Like, he was so much fun to... Like, this is probably the best Harrison Ford performance I've seen in years. Like, it was...
Yeah, I just... Like, when Chewie got injured and Han took the bowcaster, he was like, I've always wanted to try that.
Like, when he... you worked in sanitation? How are you supposed to blow this thing up? I don't know, we'll use the Force. That's not how the Force works! Oh, really? You're cold? Like, that was good. It was banter. It was good. I'm like, now the next two movies aren't going to have that.
I know.
It's gonna be sad. Unless he comes back as a Force ghost. Is there any way they can retcon and make him come back as a Force ghost? A really sarcastic Force ghost?
I don't know. I don't think so. But didn't in New Hope, didn't Obi-Wan say something to Han about how, like, he could teach Han to use... Or to understand the Force, or you could teach Han about the Force or something like that?
Not that I recall, but...
Maybe that was before they decided there was Force sensitives, but I seem to remember there was even, like, some throwaway line about Han and the Force. But there's no way he's coming back. I'm sorry, Tim. Well, if it makes you feel any better, Rey is really wisecracky, and she gets along well with Chewbacca.
Mm. I like Rey, but just as a friend.
Yeah. You like her, but you don't like her.
Exactly.
Fair enough.
Also, the fact that R2-D2 wakes up for no reason at all and stays asleep only as long as the plot demands him was kind of annoying. I'm like, if we could have gotten Luke Skywalker earlier, he could have fucking handed Kylo his lunch a lot earlier.
I think R2 woke up when Luke wanted him to.
Well, then Luke... And also, Luke sucks.
Yeah, I don't know how they're going to justify all of that, but it seems like half my students turned evil on me, and then he just has, you know, blue screen of death. Like, I got to go away and think about life.
Bye.
How about you killed all the new Sith? Well, they're Knights of Ren. The Knights of Ren.
Especially-
I hope they explain who Ren is. I hope it's Aunt Stimpy.
There's been a meme, so we don't find out who Rey's parents are at any point in the movie. That's the other thing. Like, one of the implications is that maybe Luke is Ren's father. Rey's father.
Rey, yep.
And it's like, well, then it's even worse that you're alone on this island while your kid is on the Tatooine stand-in, which you did not enjoy growing up on without parents.
Yes, but... Why was he left on Tatooine with somebody who would take care of him?
To hide him from Vader?
Yep. So, if she seems... I'm not real clear on what exactly the character's relative ages are supposed to be. But if Kylo Ren was... If she was supposed to be, like, 19 or something like that in the movie, and it looked like she was, like, you know, 7 or 8 or something like that when she was dropped off... And if Kylo Ren is, like, late 20s and betrayed Luke when he was a teenager, then the timing works out for when she got left on Jakku. So it may have been that Luke was being hunted and left her somewhere to keep her safe, knowing that they weren't going to stop hunting him. And that this water planet that he's wound up on is like, you know, where he has, like where his running away has taken him. Where maybe he started running away from the Knights of Ren and ended up running towards whatever that first Jedi temple was.
Mm.
Where I think, you know, if it's like so many of his followers turned evil, maybe he wants to keep his, maybe he thinks he's tainted by Vader and he wants to keep his daughter away from him, not just to keep him away from, or keep her away from them, but to keep her away from him. And he may be going to try to find this first Jedi temple to find out, how did he fuck up and accidentally make so many Sith wannabes?
Maybe he's going to purge all emotion. Oh, wait.
Maybe.
Wrong sci-fi. Oh, anyway, there's this meme on Facebook now that shows Lone Star and Princess Vespa from Spaceballs, and it goes, we finally found Ray's parents. Not Ray. Yeah, Ray. I was like, ah, that'd be funny.
That would be hilarious. That would be amazing.
Especially if we learned that yogurt was on Jakku that whole time.
Oh, speaking of Jakku, I still don't know who Simon Pegg was in that movie.
He was the... You get two rations.
I wondered about that. Simon Pegg was a dick.
Oh, okay. In real life?
No, no, in the movie.
Yes.
No, I think in real life, he seems like quite a lovely man. I'd do butt stuff with him.
All right. We should wrap this up. We were only supposed to go, like, the half hour.
Yep. And now it's been an hour of failure with 35 minutes of recording inside. No, plus my initial fail, so we're, like, at 40. I'm sorry.
You son of a bitch.
So, to summarize things, after you saw it a second time, after your Han heart hurt. Yeah, that works. After that, it healed a bit.
I still like
how'd
it.
How'd you feel?
I still like everything up until that point. I think when future watchings, I will just stop it. Or skip a chapter and just assume Han is in the back of the Millennium Falcon for the rest of the movie. Nah, he's just hanging out in the back.
Han needed a nap. He's getting older. Well, I also liked it while you whispered to your wife.
Did you only see it the once?
I did only see it once. We were actually going to go back and see it a second time with my brother-in-law, but his wife did not. They're never going to listen to this, so I can talk a little bit of shit. She's not like Star Wars.
What?
She was like it was like she was going to stay home, except she also doesn't get along with my in-laws. So, like...
What?
It would have been three of us going and just my sister-in-law staying with her parents-in-law that she doesn't get along with and the kids.
How does she not get along with them?
I don't know.
You'd assume they'd just talk about Jesus and grand afternoon.
Yeah, I know. You would think that. No.
Hmm. All right, anyway.
So we went to see The Big Short, which is it's definitely a dark comedy. It's a dark comedy about
Andy,
the meltdown.
Save it.
No, that's all I was going to say is it's great. I would also recommend seeing it. I enjoyed it as well.
Andy.
But only see it if you're willing to feel angry.
Andy.
Because you'll be angry.
Andy.
That's it.
Wrap it.
I wrapped.
Not today, Han Solo.
And this week I hate getting to the end of The Big Short and realizing that I've been watching amateur porn the whole time about how the banks fucked us.
I don't think it was amateur.
Well, it was us in it, so you and me and everyone else were all characters, we're all extras in that pounding.
Okay. Fancast. Thank you for listening to this episode of Tancast. If you liked it, please tell your friends about it. Post about it on social media, your Twitters, your Facebooks, your MySpace if you're stuck in 2007. Subscribe to us on iTunes and maybe even write us a review on iTunes. If you prefer to get your podcast on Stitcher, don't worry. Tancast is there as well. Go to Tancast.com for all your Tancast needs. Leave comments on this episode. Read blogs whenever we get around to posting them. And you can find links to our Facebook page, our Twitter page, and our Zazzle store. Thanks, as always, to DJ Technoid, who created the official Tancast theme, and big thanks to Angela, who created the official Tancast artwork. Alright, that's enough plugs. Time to end the show, but please come back again next week. Please! All right. I'm gonna do the thing.
Yep. Yeah.
Oh, actually, hang on. Let me record the intro thing.
Be sure to warn them that the back half is all spoilers.
Right.